Living in God's freedom. Living in God's freedom. What does it mean to be free? As we approach the July 4th celebration in the United States, it's an interesting time these days to reflect upon what it means to be free. One might even pose the question about how we use our freedoms and to what end, to what good purpose. One is not always free in the midst of what we consider to call social freedom. Freedom of choice is always a big issue for many. If one is not allowed to choose freely, then it's perceived as some type of oppression. If not allowed to choose freely and move about as we would like, it's often seen as imprisonment. Perhaps what we call freedom isn't freedom at all. Perhaps our choices are restricted to opting for the lesser of evils. This process was used by my mother in raising my brother and me. She would ask what we wanted for breakfast or some other open-ended question like that. And after too many denied requests for steak and eggs or some other outrageous dish, her questions changed. Her questions became more like, "Do you want me to pour the milk on your cereal or shall you do it?" In her wisdom, she saw the problem was with offering too many options, giving us too much latitude, putting us in charge of her budget. And in her world, that was not working. Freedom is often seen in the ability to choose, but it's also a function of what is chosen. In many a good old cowboy movie from the good old days, there were certain scenes that one could reliably expect to see. The classic scene where the cowboy walks into the local saloon, saunters up to the bar, and the barkeep predictably says, "Choose your poison." In other words, it was a way of asking a person what they would like to drink. In a sense, that phrase is far more telling than at first glance. Think about this for a moment. We may think of ourselves as free, but in the final analysis, we are simply free to choose our poison. We are, in a sense, free to pick that which we will be enslaved by. Now, I'm sure many people are thinking, "That's crazy talk. I'm not enslaved by anything or by anybody." The pushback is fairly obvious. But if one were to look a bit deeper, it would become quite clear that we are all enslaved by something or someone. We are all under the influence of something operating in our lives, something that's driving us. And it'll become quite clear that all of these enslavements are operating under the banner of freedom. If that weren't the case, if what I'm saying wasn't true, then think about it. There would be no arguments from anybody about those things that dominate us in our lives, whether it's our jobs, our kids, our bosses, traffic, those things that dominate us, that we complain about all the time. That's our enslavement. Yes. We are all operating under a number of different elements of domination. We may not think of it overtly, but that's what it is. That's what's going on. Some of these elements are good, like working for the benefit of our family and our children, and those things, that good dominates us. Then there are other elements that dominate us as well. Things that we can immediately think about that dominate us that aren't so good are things like drugs or drinking or alcohol. We're dominated by so many not so obvious things and enslaved by them. And yet we think we're free. But rather than take my word for it, let's just think about what this domination looks like, what this enslavement looks like. Just take a walk down any city street. And if I could collect a dollar for every person on the street who is connected to some sort of device, I would amass untold wealth. We're enslaved by devices and technology. It's all around us. There seems to be no escape from the domination of technology. Now, at the same time, we like to call it a new way of life or living on the cutting edge of life, but is it really living? Is it really life-giving? As a function of being free, we get to do what we feel like doing when we feel like doing it. But is that really freedom? And if it is freedom, what do we have to show for it? What does a win look like? Where are the great results? In the final analysis, is it really freedom? Well, we are truly free inside the freedom of God. When you sit quietly and listen to God speaking, whether it's in tune with the beating of your heart, or it's aligned with the rhythm of your breathing, that's God speaking. That's God speaking to you. Speaking to you through the beat of your heart and the cadence and the rhythm of your breathing. In that speaking, if you really listen to what God is saying to you, perhaps, just perhaps, it's something like, what God is saying is something like that which has been placed in your heart for the higher good of all is your charge. And with every breath you take is your opportunity for expression. Now that sounds like freedom. Living in the freedom of God. God bless.